Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures continued their slide today with corn and beans both making new contract lows. Corn just seems to be down 2 to 3 cents every day. It's a death by a thousand blows. It hadn't been real big moves, but a whole bunch of little 2 and 3 cent down moves in corn as that contract just continues to grind lower since the first part of May. Soybeans also made new lows today. They went as low as 909¾ in November soybeans. They did close at 12, down 12 and a half at 910¼. So that was also a new contract low. Most people say that $9 is the next support level. So we're inching toward that, and the market is still oversold on the daily chart with the relative strength index down around 12%. And so most traders, especially the chart watchers, are really expecting a bounce here soon. Now, as harvest moves north into the thickest part of the corn and bean growing region, yields should remain as high as they have been up to this point. Soybean yields have come in mostly over 50 bushels an acre, and corn yields mostly over 200 bushels an acre. So if the yields are as big as they say they are, we're looking for an even bigger carryover, which is bearish the markets.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Weather forecast in the 6 to 10 day to and 8 to 14 day both show improved rains for the Midwest, but not much of a temperature or freeze or anything like that over at least the next 2 weeks. Now, this next week will be the end of the month, end of September, and also on Tuesday, 11 a.m., we'll have the latest round of the USDA report, which will be the all wheat production. We'll have a soybean and corn crop revisions and then the quarterly stocks report. But most people on this report will be looking for the winter wheat production, at least here in the South. But all wheat, they're expecting 2.037 billion bushels, with hard red winter wheat being 728 million bushels of it. Last year, we produced 744, and then last month, we estimated 729. So smaller than last month and smaller than last year for this last year's wheat production. Of course, here, as we've been dealing with the drought over the last 5 years, not really a big surprise to us to keep dropping that hard red winter wheat number. Grain stocks, corn, 1.185 billion, soybeans, 126 million, and wheat, 1.88 billion bushels.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping the market, October live cattle closing up $3 at $158.45, December up $3 at $162.10. October feeder cattle also closing up the $3 limit at $233.10, November up $3 at $231.60. October lean hogs 20 higher at $106.52, December 87 higher at $94.47. December Kansas City wheat down a half at 563 and three quarters March down one at 567. December Chicago wheat up a quarter at 474 and a quarter. December corn down three at 323. March down three and a quarter at 335 and three quarters. November soybeans down 12 and a half at 910 and a quarter. January down 12 and three quarters at 918 and three quarters. October cotton 99 higher at 62.48. December up 49 at 61.89. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.